Jim chilling on a dirt road, laid back swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, an ice cold beer sitting in the console.
The Road with Pirate and Chewbacca. This is show number 21, recorded on February 12th, 2024. I got the date right today, Pirate, because what did I say last time? December 2023 or something like that.
You were a year off.
Yeah, you're definitely, that was last year.
Well, this is Pirate and howdy.
So welcome to show number 21. And before we kick things off, because I haven't done the intro in a while as far as all our websites, we are All Over the Road with Pirate and Chewbacca. That's the name of our show. And you can find us at AkebonoRadio.com. You can send us an email at AkebonoRadio@gmail.com. We are on X. We're on Facebook. Just look for Akebono Radio or All Over the Road with Pirate and Chewbacca or Chewy, and you'll be able to find us. But now that we got back done with the technicalities, how about that Super Bowl last night, man? That was not even to the wire. It was after the wire since it went into overtime, man. That's rare for a Super Bowl.
Well, it was one of the strangest Super Bowls because it was low scoring.
Yeah, and they didn't expect that because the 49ers and the Chiefs were picked to be a high scoring offense. So it was kind of weird how it turned into overtime with the tie with, what was it, 19-19 at overtime?
At overtime, it was, I mean, that's relatively low for a Super Bowl, don't you think?
I think so, especially when the expectations were to be a high-powered offense or whatever. But if you remember, I was keeping the Taylor count last night, and she made 11 appearances, and that includes when she was on the field celebrating with her big-ass boyfriend the Super Bowl victory for the chefs there, or the Chiefs, as we like to call them. I'm always going to call them by chefs as an endearment only because of that old Snickers commercial. Do you remember that old Snickers commercial?
Not really.
So an old man was in charge of painting the end zone.
Uh-huh.
And he was working for the Chiefs, and nice. It's a Snickers commercial. So he was painting Chiefs into the end zone. Well, one of the defensive players came up, pretty big guy, and he goes, "Hey, man, who's the chefs?" And when they zoomed out the camera, he left out the eye, and he said something like, "Great Moogly Moogly," or something like that. And then the narrator comes in, "When you're having a bad day, have a Snickers." And then another player came up to him and says, "Hey, man, did you?" And he's like, "Ah!" And then the commercial ended. So that's why I call him the chefs. But that Patrick Mahomes, man, that guy, you know, when it was overtime with like a minute 40 seconds left and he was down, I was like, you know, this is the worst time to have Patrick Mahomes in there as a quarterback, because the guy will find a way to get that ball down the field. He even did that against us in our Super Bowl against Tom Brady. I mean, we had a decisive lead on the Chiefs when the Bucs played them. But, man, in that fourth quarter, Mahomes was doing miracles to drive that football. And luckily, he was never able to score. I don't even think he was able to get a field goal in field goal range. But it made me nervous as hell because I'm like, man, this kid is good, man. So I'm a 49er fan. I wish they won. But, you know, the Chiefs won, and they're kind of like the new Patriots right now. You know, they're a back-to-back. Hey, we haven't seen a back-to-back Super Bowl victory since the Patriots, and that's been several years now. So you better watch. You know, the NFL better watch out, man. The Chiefs are legit, but the 49ers are not going away, though. They are a building team. They're a good team. I hate to see my team lose, but that's the way it goes, right? You know, I didn't lose any sleep over it.
Well, I observed Mahomes trying to run the ball a little bit.
Yeah, no, he's a scrambler.
He scrambled. He ran a few. I mean, and he was even did that one skip up where he jumped up.
Yeah,
I don't know what that was about, but
I think he was trying to see over a defensive player and realize that he couldn't get it over there. That's why he hopped. At first, it looked silly because we saw it from the side camera angle why he hopped up. But the reason why, when they showed the back camera, the reason why he hopped up, he was trying to see if he can look over the defensive player and get the ball there, and he just pump faked it. You know,
I mean, he's pretty athletic.
You know? No doubt about it.
He's very athletic. Doubt about it. I mean, he can move. Nothing phases him. And even when they were down, I didn't think he was phased. You know, a lot of guys they get you know.
Well, they call that poise. And
yeah, he has got some good poise.
And the original GOAT, Joe Montana, was known for poise. When he was under pressure, he was at his calmest. And Joe Montana was not a scrambler like Patrick Mahomes, but also a great quarterback, right? Greatest of all time, or at least GOAT Junior now, if you want to say that, if you can say that now. But the difference with Joe Montana, man, he would find his guy and get that ball to him. Patrick Mahomes is even more dangerous because he'll find his guy and get that ball to him. And if he doesn't find a guy, he's going to run and pull some Superman plays that, you know, that shouldn't even work, you know, like 49ers had some opportunities to get some picks on him, and they weren't able to capitalize on it. But
what about when we seen Travis Kelce have that little temper tantrum?
Yeah, like he scared the crap out of Andy Reid, the head coach of the Chiefs. Andy Reid was looking at his chart, he didn't even see him on his peripheral vision that Kelce was coming up to him. And the next thing you know, like Andy Reid literally jumped in fear.
Yeah.
Not that he's scared of Travis Kelce, and once he got his composure, he says, hey, fuck off or something. Because that's what coaches and football players do to each other. They have a very open relationship with each other. But, you know, we never got that audio, but that other Chiefs guy immediately grabbed Kelce and turned him around, like, leave coach alone, you know, this ain't the time right now. But, and it is so funny, you know, the thing I love about sports is that players have short memories. And I loved at the game in the celebration, man, Kelce and Andy Reid were all hugging on each other and everything. It's kind of like hockey players, man. Hockey players never take fights personal. They'll be pissed off for the moment, but then after that, they're cool with each other because they know it was in the heat of the moment and let it go. But
I think Travis was just trying to be a little show off in front of.
I want the ball. It's me.
Taylor Slow. He wanted to show her. Oh, I can catch the ball.
Yeah. But what did you think of that halftime show though?
Yeah, it was lousy.
Yeah, and you know what? I like Usher, but you know, I mentioned this last night. I was hanging out at Pirate's Ass last night for Super Bowl party. As I mentioned last night, he hasn't been around for well over 10 years now, and he was hot shit, right? He was all over the radio. Like, yeah, I got worn out on the radio, but it was still a catchy song. It still is a catchy song. And I think he just decided to lay back for a while, and I think he laid back way too long, and now he's back to try to be a superstar again, and maybe I'm missing the relevancy of this anymore. Like you don't. All our favorite bands, they take breaks, but they'll take a couple years off, maybe 3 years between albums. And then they'll put out an album and they'll announce a tour. So not only will they play all their previous hits, now they got their new stuff to play too. I like hearing some of the new stuff from some of these bands when I go to.
The only song I knew that was good by him, and even you mentioned it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, we agree. Yeah, we agree. And
you know, maybe the dancing was okay, and maybe the little bit of the instrument playing was okay, like that one girl jamming out with the guitar, remember?
Oh yeah, you know how much I like Alicia Keys, man.
She said
look at them quads, and you're like, man, that's a thick girl right there. I was like, man. And she's talented.
I mean, there was some good points, but
it was all right.
But I really think that whoever's in charge of the Super Bowl committee of picking out
Usher,
the groups that play there,
they got to do better.
They need to make something for everybody that's more modern or relevant or something that's classic that everyone can identify with. Because
I totally agree.
Look, my youngest son was there. He was like, and who's this guy?
Yeah, and your son's, what, 15 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had explained to your son who Usher was and why he was such hot shit back in the day, but it's funny. That's how long Usher hasn't been in the spotlight. I know he's put out a couple songs since the big absence, but nothing that stood out to me. Like, if you say, Chewy, well, name that song he put out in 2014, I'd be like, I don't know, man.
I'd have to look it up.
I'd have to look it up. But either way, you know, you have Apple Music. I have Sirius XM. I haven't heard him on the radio stations. Have you?
No, never.
Yeah. Yeah. But either way, an exciting Super Bowl.
What about the, let's talk about the best commercials of the whole lineup here.
I
have mine.
Yeah. I liked the Bud ones. They weren't like super awesome. I think the Clydesdale one was short and sweet and perfect.
So I got one thing to ask you.
Yeah.
So they were like mainstream again. Their appeal
to everybody.
Yeah, but how come no apology or anything?
And that's what people were asking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't, as an Anheuser-Busch fan, I'm not looking for any kind of apology. I believe they screwed up.
Sure.
They know they screwed up. They lost millions of dollars. Unfortunately, hundreds of people got laid off from this stunt. But more importantly, that marketing lady got canned.
Yeah, thank God.
And I think it's time to live and let go, because I think Anheuser-Busch, even though it's an Americana institution, it's no longer owned by America. So correct anybody if they tell you that, you know, Anheuser-Busch is an American beer. And it's kind of like, technically, yes, you know, still made here.
Well,
St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah, well, they make Japanese cars here, but that doesn't make them.
Right.
American cars.
Right. Right.
There's still Japanese name on it.
They're still Ching, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm over the thing, but either way, I mean, it was
okay.
You know, the commercials were good. I like the movie trailers. You know how much I love comic books, Deadpool. I enjoyed that. Wicked seemed all right. I'd actually seen that Broadway play twice. It's a prequel story to the Wizard of Oz in a musical style. Actually, if you like Wizard of Oz, I think it's worth watching. I'm not the biggest musical guy, but I'll tell you what, it's actually a good play. So those are the only ones that really stood out to me. What about you?
Well, remember the fan duel where Gronkowski was wearing that helmet that we were commenting about?
Yes. Yeah. So that wasn't really a commercial. That was him trying to attempt to kick a field goal. And he wore the classic helmet with only one bar, which would not pass regulation these days.
I think it was just for so you could see his face and recognize his ass.
Well, no. That too. Yeah. It was a dual purpose. The kickers always back in those days wore a one bar because they could see the field goal easier. Plus, it worked out so you recognize, yes, that's Gronkowski being a goofball looking like a 1970s kicker.
And don't forget this. Remember Bobby Boucher? He wore the same helmet, too.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Okay, later in the movie, they did upgrade his face mask.
Yeah, but in the beginning of the movie when he was practicing with the Mud Dogs.
You think they gave him a one bar?
I think he had to, because he had borrowed the helmet from his buddy, remember?
Damn it. Now I'm going to have to watch this movie because I love Waterboy because, you know, he's playing the foosball.
Yeah, foosball. And one more commercial. This was probably my favorite. The Dunkin' Donuts with Vince Vaughn. J-Lo,
Ben Affleck, Tom Brady, Matt Damon.
Yeah, all the guys. It was a pretty good lot of fame in that.
And boy, didn't J-Lo look good, man?
Yeah, she's still looking
good. I mean, that is good. That is a beautiful, beautiful woman. And, I mean, dude, she's like 55, 56 years old now.
But
just her skin tone, her look. Ooh, J-Lo is still rocking it, man. Yeah. So you got anything else for the Super Bowl?
I guess congratulations to all the Chief fans on being the Super Bowl champs for 2024.
Yeah, there we go.
Thank you, everybody. This day in history, February 12th, 1818, Chile, you know the country of Chile?
Chile.
Yeah, Chile. Formally declared independence from Spain on this day in 1818. They fought with Spain for two more months after their Declaration of Independence. They had to have the Battle of Mayapai. I don't know how to
spell it. So they had to fight for their independence from Spain.
After 2 months, they had to fight for the Declaration of Independence. So they declared it, and then Spain said, we're going to fight you, and they had this one battle. They're celebrating it today, I'm sure. Battle of Maipú.
Oh, I want to look that up.
Yeah.
You know any Chilean people?
I met a few from time to time.
I worked with two extraordinary gentlemen back in the day when I was in the Marines, and nice. I'll never forget their names. The first guy was Lieutenant Commander Undaraga, and the other was Lieutenant Commander Urita, and they were part of the Chilean Marine Corps. They worked with us as a counterpart, and I learned how to smoke a cigar from Lieutenant Commander Undaraga. So I wish I still had their contact info because I only know their last name. I'm sure Arita and Undaraga is like Smith and Williams over there, but sure. Really great guys. So yeah, good. I like Chilean people, man. Chile's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah, sweet stuff. All right, 2019, the Republic of Macedonia formally changed its name to the Republic of North Macedonia.
North Macedonia. See, all I know is that's like Eastern Europe, and that's when my geography starts getting, not geography, but I don't know what you call all the countries. It starts yeah, world maps.
Yeah, it's up geography. It's up in the northern part of the Slavic areas.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is where, like, Ukraine and all that Slavia, Croatia, Serbia, all that stuff up there.
You're right. Geography is the right word. You know why I got it mixed up? I got it mixed up with geology, the science of rocks. So geography is right. But I like you said, it's like that Eastern European.
Eastern Bloc countries. You're right.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
2002, Slobodan Milosevic.
Milosevic,
yeah.
Slobodan Milosevic.
The president of Yugoslavia from 1997 to 2000 went on trial for war crimes at the Hague International Criminal Tribunal for crimes that he committed from the Serb-Croatian War. Remember?
I remember that. That was under Bubba's years, Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And, well, he died 4 years later in his jail cell from a heart attack.
Yeah. He was a Hitler of his time, actually. He really was. So, c'est la vie.
Yep.
Bastard.
So 1909, the NAACP, National Association for Advancement of Colored People, was founded today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Well, how appropriate, too. It is Black History Month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And their headquarters is in New York or Baltimore.
Wow. Maybe they'll probably be moving soon too, because the crime. Yeah, they'll they're like, man, these people are crazy.
Well, they are. So another thing in history, 1851 gold rush. Gold was discovered in New South Wales, Australia.
Really?
Yeah.
They had a gold rush.
They had a couple of them. I was reading they're pretty rich in minerals in Australia.
Yeah. Well, that's 2 years right after us with California with the 49ers. They had 1849 was a gold rush.
Well, yeah. I guess there was a lot of folks.
So Australia's 49ers. So they should have a 51s football team, but they play soccer.
They might have one. We'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
All right. You ready for born on this day? 212.
Born on this day. Okay. Whose birthday?
Well, Honest Abe, the great emancipator, the rail splitter.
Oh, the guy of northern aggression.
That guy too. He's on a $5 bill,
and he's got a statue.
He got several statues.
He's got a penny.
Got that too. Born in Hodgenville, Kentucky, 1809.
Okay.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought he was an Illinois guy. Oh, he was an Illinois senator.
Yeah. He moved to Illinois after there wasn't much going on in Hodgenville.
Yeah.
Another person, 1809, Charles Darwin, Englishman and scientist.
And because of him, I see examples in the news of all the time of people who are they should be Darwin Award winners.
Yeah. Theory of evolution and all that stuff.
Well, the theory of evolution, but also the survival of the fittest. And this is why some people don't make it in this life. Because
Darwinism, I believe.
Yeah, it's Darwinism because of the dumb shit that they do. Like, I used to go to this website called the Darwin Awards.
Yeah.
And it would basically do like a 5 highlight reel of people who either really hurt themselves or killed themselves over the dumbest thing. It's like, wow. Okay.
That would be called Jackass.
Meow, meow, meow.
1934, Bill Russell, American basketball player.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's born today.
1934, so that means he's in his 80s now.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's alive. I know that.
Yeah. 1948, Ray Kurzweil, American computer scientist and futurist. He pioneered pattern recognition technology and prosthetized, I don't know what that word is, the inevitability of humanity's merger with technology it created.
Oh, wow. That's deep.
Does that make any sense?
Well, that's dealing with AI and these chips people are putting in their head, man.
So this guy was the pioneer of this, and he's still around. He's born in 1948.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we're seeing it, dude.
Yeah,
we're seeing AI. Hey, there is no stopping AI. And here's the funny thing about that. The future of AI could either be a wonderful, beautiful thing to help us, or it's going to terminator us, like literally terminator us.
Well, no one knows yet what it's
going to be. No one knows. We're on the genesis of this. So
one more person here for birthdays. 1938, Judy Blume, American author known for creating fictional books for young readers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever read any of her books.
I've heard of her name, but no, I've never read
They're kind of little girl books, but I think I had to read one time. They got one book was called Super Fudge. One was called Tales of the Fourth Grade Nothing. And then one is Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
I've heard of that second title.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tales of the Fourth Grade Nothing.
Yeah.
So that's it for this day in history. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very much.
The Joe Biden document case. So the special counsel who was investigating the classified documents in Joe Biden's house and his garage and God knows where else, where Hunter Biden was living at one time, having his cocaine parties, who didn't have authorization to have those documents to start with. Because he's not a president. He is now. He can exonerate his documents now, but they found out this was at the time he was a VP. Well, they decided not to criminally prosecute him. So right away, people on the right are saying, wait a second, system, you know, two systems of justice here. You're going after Trump for the same thing, and he has the privilege to have those documents. Now, the only thing I can get out of Trump is they can get him on some obstruction of justice, but who knows if they're even making that up. But back to the topic here with Biden, the prosecutor says that that he is mentally incompetent to convict in a trial if the charges were brought up unto him. Prosecutor says, though woeful, meaning he knew he did it, he is an elderly man with poor memory. So now the press has no choice but to actually start doing their freaking job and asking, well, wait a minute, if this special prosecutor says he's not mentally incompetent, then how is he going to be president again for four more years or even president now? So the Democrats have a huge shit show on them because not only are they getting accused for double standards for letting them off because they're trying to convict Trump over the same case, now they're saying that he's mentally incompetent. And some things in the interview that came out says he couldn't remember when he was VP. He couldn't remember when his son Bo passed. Yet, in his press conference I watched the other night, it was impromptu, He basically got mad. How dare they talk about my son like that? Well, Joe is always talking about his son, Bo. Bo is actually the most least controversial Biden because he served our country too, and were your notes? You had him in the Army.
Yeah, he was in the Army. He born February 3rd, 1969, died May 30th, 2015. He was an Army judge, advocate, lawyer. So he served, you know, probably more in the
right,
you know, court system of the Army. And, you know, he died of some type of brain cancer called glioblastoma.
Well, rest in peace. But either way, it seemed like he served our country honorably and stayed out of the spotlight.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, most of the press corps went after Joe Biden during that press conference. And now are all on the networks talking this up. The funny thing is, we also have people who are still defending Joe Biden. Kamala did an impromptu interview and says this is outrageous. MSNBC, or DNC as we like to call them, they're blaming Merrick Garland for this disaster. He's the attorney general. So the special prosecutor works for the attorney general, read the report, and released it. And it's like, so even Merrick Garland saw the mental capacity issue and went ahead and put out there anyways. And it's kind of a contradiction, Pirate, because Merrick Garland works for Joe Biden. He does his will. That's where a lot of these political prosecutions come from against Trump. That went through Merrick Garland's desk as well. So it kind of doesn't make sense here. It's like, why would you do your boss's bidding by doing these political prosecutions to get Trump, but then turn around and make him look bad? So this is a disaster, dude, an absolute disaster. They're even talking Kamala needs to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove him from office. That would put her as the president for a few years. The media would talk that up. We talked about this last week, Pirate, but the media would talk it up how now the Democrats got the first Black Indian woman as president, and she is just based on that is way more qualified to beat Trump. Now we know that's not going to happen because Kamala, though coherent, her poll numbers are worse than Joe. Joe's a senile old man that can't even, you know, get through a full workday without having to take a nap and eat ice cream. She's senile, but her poll numbers are worse than his.
Oh, can you imagine the laugh fest? She would be laughing constantly.
Oh, like a hyena.
Yeah, and what kind of experience? Who would take her serious?
Yeah, yeah.
What experience does she have in the world?
And the thing is, though, all right, I want Joe Biden to stay for now.
I do.
Because it's going to continue to keep exposing how much of a disaster this guy is. And those of you who voted against Trump for Joe Biden, congratulations.
Here's what you get.
This is what you get because this is what you voted for. It wasn't like this under Trump, man.
No.
And Trump's still sharp as Trump. And I'm talking about the senility. Trump is sharp as attack. And they own this. They own this. And you brought up a point earlier in show prep. Do you remember?
You're going to have to refresh me. I brought a lot of points up.
Imagine the debate between Trump and Biden.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Dude.
He would rip her to shreds.
Him or her.
No, he would rip her to shreds.
No, I'm just saying, if we keep Joe Biden, he stays on the ticket. It's going to be a Trump versus Biden debate.
He can rip Biden to shreds.
That's what I'm talking about.
Starting with the border.
All of this is all of this is hypothetical, but based on the current path, Biden is staying on the ticket, not Kamala. Kamala would love to be president, but that's a sidebar that's affiliated with this story. We're back on Biden. Biden would have to debate Trump. Can you imagine?
I don't think they're going to allow
this shit show. They won't allow it. They wouldn't allow him to do a 3-minute Super Bowl commercial, which he's taken a lot of crap over too. And it's a 3-minute interview with softball questions. How you doing, Mr. President? What are you eating today? Who are you rooting for? And what do you think of the situation, Ukraine or Gaza or something like that? Dude, interview is over. That's it. But last night, we were talking about one of the commercials and we left this one out on purpose. We saw a commercial about Joe Biden complaining about how food portions are smaller now, yet they cost the same or more. And he's trying to blame the food manufacturers. All these food manufacturers in their business model want to keep it discount. Okay. Sure. That's why they do what they do. That's why food is so affordable, even for us. Even with the higher prices, food is still affordable compared to how it was in the past. Okay. He doesn't realize, or he doesn't want to accept the responsibility that his Biden economics, the inflation, is what's causing these manufacturers to do that. I mean, he tried to go after supermarkets last week about how you're gouging people. Everything else is down except for food.
Well, I mean, they've had to raise diesel fuel up that delivers the food to the grocery store.
Boom.
They rose the wages up for these workers. They demand.
Boom.
Some of these grocery stores in some of these towns are, what, making $18, $20 an hour?
Right. All the insurance that goes with your businesses has gone up.
Gone up.
Right.
How about, you know, that the care and maintenance of buildings, parts and things to fix all these computers, everything that they got in these restaurants are.
Right.
Well, hell, how about self-checkout because they can't find enough people?
Right.
How much is that cost?
Let the computers do it.
Yeah.
Oh, thousands, millions.
Millions.
Yeah. But let me ask you this, though, because you get out and about, I get out and about. This so-called deflation in prices, let's skip groceries, okay?
Sure.
Let's just talking about doing a run to Lowe's or Home Depot or Walmart, like you mentioned the other day. Or I'm going to run out to AutoZone or something. Okay. I'm going to pick up some parts.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Have you seen the reduction in prices at any of these places? Because I sure the hell haven't. I haven't seen the reduction in my insurance. That keeps going up.
No.
My electric bill, and so does yours.
It's
We're up. In the same county.
It's up.
Keeps going up. What the fuck is Joe Biden talking about? When it comes to Biden economics is working.
Nonsense is what he's talking about. He's just trying to get the Kool-Aid.
It's all nonsense.
The Kool-Aid drinkers are going to drink the Kool-Aid and go, oh, Biden has helped us a lot. We're just going to vote for him again.
Dude, I didn't say anything to you, but a couple weeks ago, we were out to dinner, and I think I ordered a cheeseburger. And when I saw the bill for a slice of cheese, $2, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Remember when you can buy a cheeseburger for $2 at McDonald's?
I don't even think you can do that anymore, because no. There was a big story the other day about it. Could be a headline, but it's related to this, is that a Big Mac meal is now $18. What?
Jeez,
$18. So we're talking one Big Mac, a fry, and a Coke, and it's a large size, because they don't do supersize me anymore, which is fine. It's a large size. Dude, $18 for a Big Mac attack? But that guy wants me to vote for him because he's so star-spangled awesome?
Yeah, I mean, people in this country are fed up. How much longer can we take this? How much longer?
Well, people are waking up, not being woke, waking up. In an NBC poll, only 20% of the pollster says Biden has the mental capacity to do a second term. So that is what 87% of the country is saying. He's got to go. There's something wrong with him. He can't be president again. And that's where the Democrats are in a pickle. Do they pick Gavin Newsom? Do they pick Michelle Obama? Do they actually give Robert Kennedy Jr. a chance? Because he's a Democrat and the DNC is keeping him out of the process. So he made an announcement the other day. He might switch to the Libertarian Party.
Well, he had his commercial in the Super Bowl, remember?
And that was kind of cool because it looked like a 60s-style campaign ad.
Well, it had John F. Kennedy's face, and then his face turned into
That's his uncle.
Yeah,
hey,
it's his uncle.
Hey, ride the coattails, man. Ride the legacy. You know, he's got that annoying voice, and that's not his fault because he had a medical thing with his throat.
Sure.
I like what I've heard from him, man. He's just what I call a common sense Democrat. He's a Democrat. He's not a Republican, but he says the border is a problem. He said there's something wrong with the COVID vax. You know, he just talks about what the common sense stuff that we are being told all this time is bullshit, or you're a hater, or you're a bigot, or you're a denier, and blah, 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 blah. And it turns out, with all the evidence we have now, it's like, break my argument with that. But, yeah, man, Joe Biden is in trouble, and it's so funny because the swamp is still trying to go after Trump with these political prosecutions. And now they can't talk about Trump, really, because this story is huge, dude. I know you don't follow the news as closely as I do, so use me as a resource of saying they are panicking, man. I turned on MSDNC Morning Joe, and they were in such denial, even though they still told the story of all the stuff that we talked about, these talking points, these highlights. They actually brought it up. I was surprised. But they got into their opinion of, no, Joe Biden's most coherent person out there. You don't know. I've known him for a long time. Just because he's 81, there's only 4 years difference between him and Trump, and you're going to really make that an issue. Yet in 84, they went after Reagan for his age. They went after Bob Dole for his age. They went after John McCain for his age. So the Democrats went after Republicans plenty of times. Now that their boy is up there, it's like, oh, no, he's fine, you know. Man, this is going to be a ride until November, man. This is just strap on your boots, man.
So, I mean, it probably is a great idea that they're going to skip the cognitive tests.
They can't expose that.
No, they can't.
Are you kidding me?
So it's probably a great idea. And our thinking, in our line of thinking,
we already know he's failed the cognitive test.
We know, but we don't want that to be, we know it should be exposed.
Right.
But can you imagine if they did expose it right now, that would just ruin our plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, or what would they do? You know, what are they going to do? And like I said, even Kamala, I mean,
you know what it is I predict someone internally to Biden, one of his staffers, is going to sabotage the campaign to either release a recording of Joe Biden having a tirade in the Oval Office, or use a proxy to expose documents like correspondence through emails or anything. And it turns out that the person doing the correspondence is not Joe Biden, but they have to put in there that this is one of the advisors, but I have the power of the authority of the White House to do this. So you need to do this. And of course, Joe Biden's signature will be on it because, like, hey, Mr. President, can you sign this? You know, so, man, I think someone's going to try to sabotage it because he's got to go. But the Democrats are in such a panic right now. They don't know what strategy to do now. They thought they could get him reelected at 81, 82 years old because he is a puppet, you know.
Yeah.
But the puppet has now been exposed. They're even telling the special prosecutor, they're pulling that science crap again, pirate. Well, he's not a doctor. Who is he to say whether somebody's mentally incompetent or not? It's an observation, like when you see, you know, a person walking down the street with a mini, you know, a hot pink dress, but her butt's hanging out and walking and talking to the sky. Your first thing is like, man, that lady's on something, or she's crazy. Does somebody supposed to come in out of nowhere? Hey, you're not a doctor. You can't see that, you know. You know, it's an observation. It's a professional observation.
Liz, everyone's observed him from day one to be off. Hell, even last year.
Well, he's gotten worse.
Yeah,
every year. That's the point. He has gotten, before it was gaffes. Now it's just his brain is not there. It pops in and out in moments. He'll actually, like, he said a good thing to Peter Doocy. He was the Fox News correspondent, yes, pressing him about, how do we know you're incompetent or anything? And Joe Biden says, well, I remember enough to call on you because Peter Doocy is the tough guy on him. So he does pop in. Obviously, he recognized Peter Doocy, recognized that this guy's his pain in the ass.
Well, I'm sure his handlers told him, call on Doocy so we can maybe prove to the
public. Well, it's not even call on Doocy. It was an impromptu moment where Doocy was picking apart at him, and Biden says, I remember enough to call on you. And everyone laughed because it's funny, because everyone in the press corps knows that Doocy is the toughest on him. So even it was a good little laugh. You know what it was? It was actually, you know what it was? For once in Joe Biden's presidency, it was actually sincere and funny, but it went right back into the chaos because every other reporter in there wanted questions answered from the president that he, you know, he stumbled off for a second. He took like three questions, walked away. Somebody said something to trigger him. He came back to the podium and he was talking about how he was talking about to the Mexican president who was handling Gaza and Egypt. He confused the Egyptian president with the Mexican president.
Yeah, he's a clown.
Well, this week alone, dude, he was bringing up dead presidents that he was talking to.
Yeah.
And now this press conference, which just, oh man, I know I'm like excited about it. I'm only excited that I don't know where this is going. I don't have a pure prediction per se.
Yeah.
All I know right now is I'm enjoying watching this chaos unfold that they did to themselves.
Oh, they all did it themselves. I kind of think his handlers are running all his choices now.
That's the puppet part. Yeah, his handlers are. That's the whole point. All they need is him to do, pirate, is sign this paper and his handlers go handle it.
And that's exactly what's going on in the press conference. That's what's happening when he has a moment to think on his own. That's when he has these gaffes because he doesn't have handlers. When he has to do something without script, that's when these handlers are cringing in the background.
Right.
Probably.
And you know how I sum up this story with?
Florida man stories, the stories that everyone likes to hear.
That's my favorite part of the show.
You ready for them?
Yeah, man. Throw them at me, man. These are great.
All right. We got Florida man arrested for burglary after breaking into courthouse in Gulfport, Mississippi.
He broke into a courthouse for what? Did he need like pamphlets or something? Or
I think he was looking for some info. I mean, that's all you find in a courthouse is information, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like something like that, man.
So Friday, the sheriff's office said 36-year-old Joseph Lee McDaniel of Corabel, that's up in the panhandle, the deputies got a call that an unidentified man was seen inside the building. Mm-hmm. And so deputies located this guy, McDaniel, inside the tag office portion of the courthouse. So I'm assuming it's a pretty small courthouse. Mm-hmm. And, well, McDaniel was booked into the Harrison County Adult Detention Center.
I like how a jail is called a detention center. Oh, you know, like you got in trouble with Mr. Self in high school, and then you ended up in detention.
It's so politically correct. Just call it jail.
I know, right? A detention center. Yeah. I was like, oh, hand slap. Yep.
So Chewy has a Florida man story.
Yeah, I got a quick one here. I didn't get the airport, but a drunk man struts through the airport naked. He only had one bag to check.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, so he was at the bar and got a little too inebriated, as the scientific term is going. Uh-huh. And decided to take off all his clothes, and of course with everybody with camera phones these days, it was all over the place. So been brought up on some charges, didn't get those details, but it's enough to say, you know, good old Florida man news right there. Back to you, Pirate.
What is it with these people nowadays that just have to take their clothes off everywhere? We hear it all the time.
Well, we are in Florida and it is a little hot. So I'm gonna sympathize with them a little bit, but the thing about underwear or swimwear, at least it covers the essentials, so it doesn't look that bad.
It's not that hot right now, though. It's like maybe 80, 70.
But you know how it is when you drink too much. You get warm, right?
I guess. All right, we'll move on. All right, you ready?
Shoot.
All right. Florida man racks up company credit card. A Clearwater man was arrested here on Monday after caught using a company credit card to purchase $31,000 worth of scratch-off tickets.
You know, I was worried that I was going to get busted on this. So, I'm sorry. It's going to be a solo podcast for a while.
you're doing some time now, Chewy.
Yeah.
Well, unless your name is Warren Alexander Johnson, mm-hmm. 47, he's from Pinellas County. He has been charged with conducting a scheme to defraud a company.
Wow.
An official said Johnson is a truck driver for Allphase Paving Company. And, of course, the owner discovered that one of the company credit cards had several thousand dollars in fraudulent charges.
Well, he was a truck driver.
Oh, he was, for sure. Yeah. And Johnson purchased $31,693 in tickets at the convenience stores.
Boy, that's a lot of money, dude. That's a lot of money on lottery tickets.
That is, I hope he won something.
Well, the thing is, okay, here's the funny thing is about this story, Pirate. You have to pay in cash for lottery tickets. You can't use a credit card.
So I'm wondering if maybe he was purchasing things at the same time and maybe getting some cash back.
When you get cash back and then taking that 20 and buying scratch-off tickets or something. Yeah.
So maybe he took 31.
So like a food expense, but he was adding on top of it. But the problem is because of his gambling addiction, it got out of control.
Yeah, yeah.
But how did someone in expenses or accounting didn't notice this, man?
I don't know.
You know, yeah. If I put $1,000 on my company credit card, my boss would be... Ring. Yeah, hey,
they should have
what's going on here? I got an alert that you just spent $1,000.
You know, they should have alerts. A lot of credit cards have
alerts. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. And well, what happened is they had surveillance in the convenience stores. They they checked out and reviewed it, and then they seen him purchasing items and then purchasing the lottery tickets at the same time. So that's when they nailed him, because they said, hey,
okay,
you took the money, you took bought food, and now
right, you're buying. Right.
And so, you know, the county is still, Pinellas County is still conducting a investigation.
So he was a county worker?
No.
Oh.
Paving worker. Pinellas County Sheriff's. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, I was just about to slam on government inefficiency again. I like, this guy works for the government. And he's squandering from the local government.
That's a private company of some sort.
Yeah, well, like I forgot you said the truck driver.
Yes.
What was a truck driver?
Oh, yeah, he's...
He's done. Yeah.
So one more here. Actually, two more. We got this one here. Florida teenager arrested after bringing a handgun onto school bus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did he want to do like a drive-by from the bus? Or
I think it was show and tell, I think.
Yeah.
Well, Hernando County Sheriff's arrested the 16-year-old boy, no name because he's underage.
Of course.
In connection reports of a gun on a school bus, and a spring Stead High School on January 12th. And surveillance shows the teenager handing the gun and showing people and having it in his possession on the bus. So, you know, they do have cameras on the bus, Chewy, so they can see these things happen.
Dude, these kids have AC on their bus now.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, remember when we rode the bus, all the windows were down. Yeah. Golly, man.
Terrible seats that would bounce around.
Can you imagine these kids riding on the buses we rode in now, man? They would be dying. They'll be like, my phone's overheating. I can't check Snapchat.
Do they have cell phone chargers, I'm wondering? Can you imagine?
I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
Well, what became of this 16-year-old is he was arrested for possessing a firearms on school property, transferred to the juvenile justice in Ocala, where he remains in custody.
Wow.
Yeah, so here I got one. Here's a Goliath of a story.
Mm-hmm.
Florida high schooler reels in 250-pound Goliath grouper, also known a.k.a. as a Jewfish.
Wow. 250-pound fish.
Yeah. From a beach in Sarasota.
Okay. So this sounds like a good story.
It's a good one. Better than the last one, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, usually it's full of crazy stories, which I love. It's nice that you segued into a nice story.
Yeah, I seen this story.
Yeah, and that's a Florida man.
And I like fishing. So here we go. He was a Florida teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And him and his friends, they were down in Turtle Beach, which is down in Sarasota. And he landed the catch of a lifetime when he pulled in this fish that weighed an estimated 250 pounds. 17-year-old Isaac Francis from Riverview, Florida. And he goes to Riverview High School, by the way. He was fishing there on Turtle Beach. I don't know if you've ever been to Turtle Beach.
Heard of it, but never been.
Yeah, it's all the way at the end of Sarasota, right before you get to...
the next county.
What is that? Siesta Key?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I know that area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's right at the end. Like, if you could jump over
right.
the water, you'd be in Siesta Key.
Right,
there's
right,
like
right.
a jetty through there.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's where he was fishing. I've actually been down there before.
Mm-hmm.
He was fishing with his family for many, many years, so that's what gave him the experience, his father said.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, because that's a pretty big fish. Do you think you could reel in a 250-pounder, Chewy?
Never attempted it.
It's a little bit of work.
My record, and I was 13 years old, was an 85-pound tuna. But nice. Me, my uncles, my dad, my cousins, we all had to take turns.
Oh, yeah.
That thing was strong as hell, dude.
Yeah.
Strong. Well, oh, yeah. That's my biggest fish.
That's what this Isaac said. This Isaac said that him, and he had like three or four friends with him, plus his dad. So they really took some turns.
Wow. 250 pounds.
Yeah. And listen
that's
to this.
That's massive.
That's gigantic.
That's me size.
The picture of the fish, if we could show people, it was as big as you, Chewy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It was big.
Wow. That's a big fish.
Some very important information on Jewfish. Okay. According, what's so funny?
I'm sorry, I'm being a little bigoted right now.
Well, that's the name of them.
I know, but I'm being a little bigoted.
According to the FWC, Florida Wildlife Conservation, this fish must be released alive and not harmed because they have like a very weak skeletal formation in their body.
And the gravity would kill them.
Yeah, if you took them out of the water, they would crush their body.
Yes.
They would turn flat like a pancake.
Yes.
So, you know, they had this fish in the like shallows of the water, and they didn't take him all the way out.
Yeah, and they just cut the line.
Cut the line, pushed his ass back in.
Yeah, now this poor fish is swimming around with the line in its mouth the rest of its life.
Nah, the salt water will like erode the hook eventually.
Really?
Yeah, that's what happens to a lot of
But what about the fishing line?
The fishing line gets caught up in a lot of manatees or caught up in all the propellers or washing ashore. You know, there's a lot of stuff. Maybe they didn't cut it completely all the way.
Yeah.
Listen to this. In Florida, the state record for the Jewfish or Goliath grouper, ready?
Mm.
680 pounds in 1961, Fernandina Beach.
Oh, my God. I want to look up this fish now. So 1961
Jewfish,
or you said what kind of a What kind of grouper?
Goliath grouper. 680 pounds was reeled in Fernandina Beach.
Wow.
Dude, that thing's probably as big as your sofa over there, brother.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey,
that's a lot of Captain D's.
A lot of fish sticks.
We're going to have to go to Costco or Sam's Club because we're going to need the 5-pound jar of mayonnaise, and we need to get some relish because I'm going to need a lot of tartar sauce. That is going to be a fish and chip party, man.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine? Woo, boy.
I think that fish would be tough and hard to eat, I think.
Because it's still gamey and the adrenaline a little bit.
Yeah. Big fish. Wow. But that is
Florida Man News. News clips, pop culture, and tech. So Elon Musk tweets to make a university, and he wants to call it the Texas Institute of Technology and Science in Advanced Social Studies. He's highlighting things like there will be no DEI, there will be advanced social studies, because learning history and sociology are very important, the study of human behavior amongst ourselves and all that, engineering, science, and math. What do you think of an idea of a brand new university popping up in Texas, but America, with these kind of ideas just to create future rocket scientists, basically, Pirate?
It's smart on his part because obviously he's in the rocket making business and the battery, electric car type business, EV business.
Yeah, so all that advanced, all that stuff.
Our government and our state schools are not putting out this type of education, obviously.
Right. Right, right.
More focused on, you know, social ideas and, you know, stuff that just has got a liberal education side to it, right?
Right, right. I like the idea of this university, but he has one minor problem, though. The Texas Institute of Technology and Science and Advanced Social Studies, if you abbreviate it, it goes into tits and ass.
Oh.
So where do you go? I go to tits and ass. Yeah, tits and, I mean, will they have like sweatshirts with fake like titty pictures on it, or, you know, or your shirt goes long down behind over your butt, but it you know, there's a picture of a butt crack there. I mean, well, is that what you do at tits and ass?
Can you imagine your vanity plate on your?
Yeah. Tits and ass. Yeah. I'm tits and ass alumni. So yeah, he just has to work on the name, but I think that's a good idea. What do you got on Vivek here?
Well, Vivek, he's got this this new idea on how to have criteria for endorsement of candidates. He says it's their moral duty that their first thing, they must be moral to being a U.S. citizen. Mm. And I guess what he's trying to say is, you know, even though they're probably, you know, like he's probably trying to put a jab at Biden, that he's not really looking out as being a moral duty to the United States.
Right, right.
You know, he goes, you got to have some basic ideals that you got to put you know, America first. And, you know, he goes, I don't want to be making these decisions in one-off matters as far as endorsing people. He goes, right. I want to make sure that, you know, people have basic ideals that I can stand behind. And obviously he's standing behind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Donald, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, he endorsed him.
Yeah. And he's got this America Truth Pledge that has four broad categories. He said the people we elect to run the government should actually run the government.
Yeah. Yeah.
The second is being the first and only moral duty of U.S. leaders in the U.S. is to be U.S. citizens.
Mm.
And then the third being public service is about serving the public, not oneself.
Wow. Wow.
And the final one is, he says that absence of national pride is an existential threat to our nation's future. We must fill that void.
Existential.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah, dude. You know, I wasn't that impressed with him in the debates, and I can't judge the guy just based on the debates because it was a shit show for everybody. But when you hear him talk one-on-one, he's a pretty smart dude, man.
He's book smart as hell, dude.
And I think he's teeing up to be a VP candidate under Trump.
Can you imagine
that ticket? Since the libs love to play the race card.
There you go.
The Republicans can say, here's our first Indian American VP candidate. Yay!
And he's young enough. He's saying thank you right now, and he's young enough to like, you know, if Trump gets older or it's, you know, because Trump can only serve how much term?
2 terms.
Yeah. And once it's done,
that will tee up Vivek.
Tee him up and say, look what I did with Trump.
Yep. So I think it would be a brilliant move for Trump to do this. And I will totally play the race card with my liberal friends because that's what they love to do. And this is why shit is so fucked up in this country right now, because they're the ones who focus on all that crap all the time. And they're like, well, why does that bother you? Why does that bother you? Fine. I'm going to bring up that Trump's VP candidate, the possibility of it, is Indian American. And I'm going to say it every time. Indian American. Indian American.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like they played up the black thing. And then when I'd bring up Barry's half white.
Well, why do you have to say that?
Those are facts. Our first black president was not a first black president. He was first half black, half white.
Well, and then why the hell does it have to be race all the time?
Why does it matter?
This Vivek guy.
Do you qualify or not?
This Vivek guy is a bio engineer. But
that's where independents and conservatives are gaining traction on this, because they're sick and tired of this race labeling thing and your gender and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. You know, even when Kamala was a senator, they called her Indian American.
Yes, they did.
But then as soon as she started going out for VP,
she's black.
It's African. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, wow, man.
They like to switch what race they're on.
And she is both. Yeah. She is both. She's half black, half Indian. But boy, they love playing it like, oh, that's the qualifier. You know, Martin Luther King done flipped his damn grave. Speaking of Kamala, you got any more on Vivek? Or?
No, go ahead.
Speaking of Kamala Harris, she says that Fox News show, The Five, about political commentary and counterpoints.
Yes.
She says The Five is too mean. She gets high anxiety from watching The Five. So she can't handle criticism from a talk show?
Well, first of all, if you're in the public light, you better be having some thick skin.
And I'm surprised she actually watches it, because it's on Fox. Yeah. You know what it is? There is one Democrat always on the panel. That's why it's called The Five. There's five people, five different opinions, couple libertarians, couple Republicans, one Democrat. I think, and it's one of the only shows in media that does this. And it's actually a good show. It's one of my more favorite shows for news. I think she watches it because she wants to hear what the Democrat's going to say. The problem is the other four people aren't that nice to her.
Well, it's a good strategy on her part, because she wants to see what they're saying about her.
You should know thy enemy, but I guess it got out that, you know, it gives her anxiety. So, you know, she wants to be our next president, and she can't handle the talk show.
What's she going to do when Putin starts calling her out or something?
No kidding.
You know?
All right, so moving on here.
Okay.
Nose picking can lead to dementia.
Nice. That's terrible, man.
ED pills might help lower Alzheimer's in elderly men.
That,
so you can get off and get your memory back.
That's awesome.
Biden calls Egyptian leader president of Mexico. Jeffrey Toobin says the comments against Biden is inappropriate. Now, do you remember who Mr. Toobin is?
I remember this guy a little bit.
He's a CNN reporter. Mm-hmm. He, during our lockdowns, he was caught on a Zoom meeting for CNN masturbating.
Yes.
But he's going to say the comments against Biden is inappropriate about his mental capacity. Good job there, Toobin. I guess that's why you're still employed.
Toobin was Toobin, wasn't he?
Yeah, Toobin was Toobin. Delta making their lounges exclusive. Alaskan Airlines counters with an open door policy.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Biden boasts of recent talk with French president who died in 1996. He confused Macron with Mitterrand, and I talked with Moses the other day.
You did?
Yeah. Hey, if Biden can, I can too.
Okay.
Biden, I'm not for abortion on demand, only for the first 3 trimesters of pregnancy. That's the whole pregnancy, Joe. What the hell's the matter with him? CNN accidentally reports mental decline has forced Biden into hiding. He won't do the Super Bowl interview, as we talked about earlier.
He didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, here's a good zinger from Biden. I'll be our president whether you live in a red state or a green state.
Rimshot.
He actually said that this week. I thought we were red and blue.
Who's
green state?
That's a big rimshot.
Cha-ching. Yep. Donald Trump calls for the end of Bud Light boycott. We talked about this last night. I'm all for it. Yeah, it's time to move on.
Yep.
And 60 years ago, Beatles debuted on the Ed Sullivan Show. 73 million people watched.
I want to hold your hand.
The Beatles did change music and culture in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Those guys are pioneers, man.
Seeing, like, those girls, they would just be melting
They would pass out. Yeah, they would pass out.
They were screaming out at the top of their lungs.
Well, first they would go into a seizure, and I'm not trying to pick on people who get seizures. First they'd go into a seizure. Yes. Well, they started with a trance. They'd go into a seizure, and they would pass out. They would lose nerve muscle function in their body.
They had
to cart these girls out of there on stretchers, man. I'm like, wow. Do you think they had any problems getting laid, Pirate?
No.
Yeah, man. Wow. Well, you got a couple quick news clips and items here. What do you got there, Pirate?
I got one here. Recently, they've been building in Florida a technical college called the Wilton Simpson. He's our agricultural secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Wilton Simpson Technical College. It's in the northeast part of Brooksville.
Yeah.
Near the airport. And they've been doing some construction there. And recently, some construction workers found what was believed a Mark 65 bomb on the future site of the college.
Wow.
1,000-pound World War II-era bomb they excavated. It was so rusted and decayed, there was no immediate way of telling what if the air ordnance was live, what was going on with it.
I wouldn't touch it. Hell no.
Well, they took it. They called MacDill Air Force Base.
Good call.
And they took it back down to MacDill and to do, you know, some little research on it or what have you.
Oh, so I'm sure they radared it, x-rayed it, 3D scanning, everything to make sure that there was no TNT left in that thing or active enough to cause a detonation.
Yeah, this bomb back in the day, Mark 65, was a general purpose bomb,
mm-hmm.
military work.
Yeah.
They used for bombing bridges, concrete, steel bridges. I guess it was just to take out, like, big buildings and bridges.
Yeah,
enormous bomb. Well,
usually what happens when a bomb has been sitting for that long, moisture does get into the TNT, and then even if a fuse kicks off, it's too wet, basically, to explode,
yeah.
you know, to chain react, whatever you call it.
And that's what happened here. And this was a site, and there was a lot of sites in Florida, mm-hmm. of the old Brooksville Army Airfield, where the World War II bombers had trained.
Neat.
Yeah, that's a cool story.
Yeah. All right, we're getting to our song of the week, but the song of the week is going to be a little different today because we got a little more to say about this gentleman, but I'll tell you what the song of the week is. It's Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue from his 2002 album, Unleashed. And the reason why we turn this into a segment is that Pirate and I are big fans of his. I would say I'm an average fan. I'm not a big fan. But every time I heard his music, even though back in those days I really wasn't into country, I was into his country, you know, before. You've gotten me more to open up to country music, and I appreciate that. But back in those days, I would hear a country artist here and there. Yeah, you know, Garth Brooks, Alan Jackson. But it'd be one or two songs, and that's it for me. Change the channel, you know. But something about Toby Keith, man, the guy was cool. And yeah,
he was a live character, man.
He was an America kind of guy. Big dude, too, man. Big guy.
He was an Oklahoman, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was an oil worker at one time.
Maybe that's where he got all his girth.
Yeah, worked in oil.
You know, but yeah, man, it's a sad thing because he was an all-American guy. He was huge into the music industry. God, he loved the military, dude. He was a patriot, and that's why I picked the song of his today. And what a great performer live, too, because I think you and I, Pirate, were at the same show at the amphitheater years ago.
No, I actually seen him at a smaller venue. I seen him in 2002, was it?
Okay.
in the Strawberry Festival.
Really?
Okay. Front seats.
Wasn't that like before he started getting big, or was that just starting to take off for his career?
Right when he was first starting to get the courtesy of the white, you know, red, white, blue type tour.
Yeah, he really emerged after 9/11.
Yeah, it was right around that time he was starting to pick up. But
yes,
I knew of him way, way, way before that because he had, you know, a
couple albums.
Oh yeah, he had, you know, I Should Have Been a Cowboy. That was his like big fame song in the beginning.
Okay. Yeah.
And you know, he had a couple other good songs before that. And of course, you know all his good songs, Red Solo Cup.
Of course. Yeah, I had a hard time picking one, but seeing that he's an America kind of guy, I went with this song. Trust me, I also wanted to do Red Solo Cup, but you know, we only do one song here, but I saw him at the amphitheater.
How was it?
You know, years ago, 20,000 plus for a Toby Keith concert, and
that's good.
Got decent seats underneath the awning there. Relatively to where you and I sat for those shows, because I forgot, like you said last summer when we went to that show, you're like, "Oh man, this is my first time here." So I confused that with you were at the same concert, but obviously not. But either way, 20,000 plus people there for Toby Keith. I forgot who opened for him. But he played for 2.5 hours, man.
Yeah.
2.5 hours.
And he does encores that don't quit, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And he talked to the crowd. He buttered up the crowd. And, you know, even though I was far away from him, but, you know, I still had a good sight of him on stage. He's huge, man.
He's a big old boy.
I mean, he had a light blue cutoff jean shirt, but his arms were cut off, man. So those guns were sticking out there, man. I'm like, God dang, this guy's a musician. I didn't know. Like you said, he used to be an oil guy. He used to be on the rigs, huh?
Yeah. He's got a couple songs that talk about that.
Really?
Yeah. And he lost a lot of weight going through his sickness.
He looked unrecognizable.
Very unrecognizable.
He did.
And he had stomach cancer.
Yeah. He had stomach cancer. And according to the report 6 months ago, I think it even went public. He says, I'm beating this. He's getting through it. So I was like, cool, man. And I think he just started to tour again, but
it went south.
It went south fast.
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah. February 5th, 2024, everybody. Rest in peace to Toby Keith.
Yeah. So we'll go ahead and wrap up the show with a little somber one, but an uplifting song with Toby Keith of the courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. But that'll go ahead and show number 21 for All Over the Road with Pirate and Chewbacca. We want to thank you for downloading the show. Again, we are at AcapulcoRadio.com. That is our website. That's where you can download and play the songs. You can download it as a file. Download away. Share it with your friends if you want. You know, we don't care. But we are at acapulcoradio@gmail.com. If you want to drop us an email, hint, comment, you guys suck, we love you, or show ideas, right? We'll take a show idea. I've had a couple of my friends call me and give me a couple show ideas I put in here. So, you know, no name dropping here. But yeah, just if you want to be a contributor to this, let us know. You can even be a call-in guest on our show, which is cool. We had our one call-in guest, Ace Man, several shows ago. I got to talk to him about that, by the way, Pirate. He wants to be on the show again, and he wants to talk about beer.
Okay.
We can talk about beer forever.
Any subject works. And if you want to drop your name, that's fine. Let us know. We'll drop it. I don't give a shit. But if you want to
stay anonymous, we have nicknames.
We do make up nicknames.
Yeah, we have nicknames. So, all right. Well, that'll wrap up this show. Show number 21. Thank you for downloading the show. Any departing words before we end this, Pirate?
Enjoy life and live it up.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. He mighty sucker.
sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. Courtesy of the